وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sheikh Kazem Ali.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani lainur rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. I welcome you all to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program for humanity, and today's topic is human rights. We've discussed about the term human rights. We mentioned that this is an abstract term. We mentioned about the natural rights and the natural laws about it. We mentioned that how Hobbes mentioned that there needs to be a sovereign authority and men should submit to it, and that makes the natural law applicable and it allows it to prevail and function smoothly. However, John Locke came in and he brought down this discussion to a political aspect and involved a sovereign authority, which is the ruler, and mentions that if a ruler does not uphold the natural law and protects the life, liberty, and property of people, people have the right to overthrow him and establish a new state. And then we looked at the United States Declaration of Independence, where they say that all men are created equal and the Creator has endowed upon them certain unalienable rights, that is, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And then we discussed about what does it mean to be created equal and what does it mean to be endowed with certain unalienable rights. Now, after that, we mentioned that some important questions that need to be asked is that when did man felt the need for human rights? And we mentioned that they felt the need for human rights after Renaissance, after French Revolution. However, Islam mentioned about human rights right from the advent of life, right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And these human rights grew with the religions. And through the time and period of Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the human rights grew, the religion grew. And we saw some of the verses of Holy Quran where the verses mention that if you murder a person, you murder a whole humanity, meaning that there is so much emphasis on humanity, there's so much emphasis on human life, and the whole religion revolves around human life. Now let's take it further, and the point that we were looking at was verse from the Holy Quran which says لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created you in the best form because we gave you body, we gave you soul, we gave you certain rights, we gave you free will to grow and become and ascend to the levels of angel. And with this free will, you can choose not to follow the laws, not to follow the human rights, not to follow the parameters that Islam has mentioned, and descend to the levels of animal, and even worse than that, where Holy Quran says that they are like animals. Kal an'am bal azallu minhum. Worse than the animals, they are like stones. There are many verses which mention that they have hearts, but they don't think with it. They have eyes, but they don't see with it. They have ears, but they don't listen with it. They are the ghafileen and fasiqeen. So these are the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out that, look, as human being, we gave you certain rights and we gave you certain parameters so that if you follow them, you ascend towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the emphasis on human rights in Islam is far, far, far more than the Western culture, the Western civilization, which talks about human rights, which started from the 15th, 16th century, whereas the human rights in Islam started right from the advent of life.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Look at the treatise of the rights of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, that he mentions the various rights for the family members. He mentions the rights for the father. He mentions the rights for mothers. He mentions the rights for women in his treaties of rights. He mentions the rights of neighbors. He mentions the rights of the environment, the plants, the animals. So Islam not just talks about human rights, it talks about rights of everything around us, including the simple environment that we live in. It reminds me of this instance where Imam Ali alayhi salam asks one of his companions to go collect zakat from one of the villages, and he advises him clearly that if you go there, you collect zakat, and as part of the zakat, you get a camel. Make sure that on your way back, you ride the camel only half the way. Or if you get two camels, make sure half the way should be traveled on one camel and half the way should be traveled on the other camel, so that you don't do injustice to even the camel that you get as part of zakat. Divide your path, divide your way equally among the two camels. And he says, if the camel is accompanied by the child, if the camel is accompanied by the baby of the camel, then make sure that for one day the baby drinks the milk of the camel, and for the other day you drink the milk of the camel. That means that even the milk of the camel which you own should be divided between the baby who has a right for the milk from the camel and among you. So this is the extent to which Islam emphasizes upon the rights of everything around us, including animals and plants and environment. Imagine the amount of emphasis that Islam has upon the rights of human beings. So the human rights is far, far, far more important in Islam than any other place. Now, the point that we need to understand is that under the pretext of human rights, the West is trying to reshape the global culture and worldview towards materialism. You would see that Western world is now using human rights not for the purpose of protecting the humans, but for the purpose of pushing and forwarding their agenda, their political agenda, and implementing sanctions and promoting materialism upon other cultures and subjecting them to sanctions. So this is where you will see that a lot of people from the Eastern countries, particularly China, India, or the Middle Eastern countries, they have raised their voice against the human rights treaties of the Western world. For example, if you look at the Iranian representative of the United Nations in 1981, Sayyed Rajai Khorasani, he articulated the position of Iran regarding the UDHR by saying that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was a secular understanding of the Judeo-Christian tradition, which could not be implemented by Muslims without trespassing the Islamic law. This is his exact statement. And you will find similar statements coming from countries like China, countries like Malaysia, countries like India. They say that your human rights are based on your culture, your understanding of human beings, and your understanding of your natural laws, and not on the universal understanding. So let's put a stop here. Inshallah, we will continue in our next episode. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyibina tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. That I to the oneness of Allah do I testify.
For all that he's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.